This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This would be a good place to give the telephone number.
In 3, 2, 1.
800-228-0550. How about the text number? Should I give that to?
In 3, 2, 1.
701-367-2054. There you go. Whatever is on your mind today, whatever it is, could be anything. Could be the fact that the head of the Fish and Wildlife Service will be in Devil's Lake tomorrow. We'll have coverage of that for you as landowners sit down with the Fish and Wildlife Service. There was a similar gathering with a member of the Fish and Wildlife Service, like a regional director or something. I don't remember the exact title. Some time ago, Senator Kevin Cramer had arranged it with people who were very concerned about these perpetual easements. Who thought that up anyway? Yeah, Kev, sign this, and your son and his daughter and his daughter's daughter will have to abide by it.
Yeah.
It seems like they should come selling snake oil, too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Fix you right up.
Anyway, they're making a little progress on that, and be an update on that and a chance for landowners to talk with the head of the Fish and Wildlife Service tomorrow on Devil's Lake. Could be that you're anticipating, thinking ahead. Could be the fact that there's a lot of questions about when NDSU football will begin, but we know it will not be in the fall. Could be the Postal Service. The Democrats want you really worried about the Postal Service right now. Funny, they've never worried about the Postal Office when it had, like, among the lowest opinion of any enterprise in the United States. They didn't care much. They didn't want to fix it much. But when it can be used to try and accuse the President Trump of something, here's what they don't understand, folks. What they don't understand is when you're in business, you don't have the option of something not working. When you are operating an entity and your family's ability to eat sustenance, and all those that work for you, the ability to feed their families, hang in the balance, the option of something working or not working isn't a luxury that they have. This is what amazes me about the arrogance of the Democrats. They think something working means the bigger the bureaucracy, the better. It's never about delivery of service. It's just about how many employees they have there. Just the footprint they have, the control they have. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's unbelievable. I had the misfortune of listening to most of the Democratic National Convention virtual style there. I think the Democrats going first should help the Republicans because you got to spice it up. Here's what I'm thinking. They tried this, I know, with Bernie Sanders, where they put a bunch of people in a room and they clap, but the problem is there was a big delay. So he got done and it's like crickets. And then by the time the applause started, it was like, this just doesn't matter. This is fake now. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Right. Right. I mean, like, just come on. That doesn't work. I don't know. And they did a little bit, woo, woo,
woo. Yeah.
Woo, yeah. So.
Come on, you people. Make some noise. Let's go. That's better.
Yeah, no, I hope the Republicans figure that out because this just doesn't work.
No.
It really doesn't work. Now, Michelle Obama, she, God bless her, she can give a speech, right? And it's heartfelt, I think, from what she believes. You know, what she did, I don't think you can say, wow, no big deal there. But what she says, it's just laughable. I mean, it's laughable. Somebody once said in the middle of the whole Russia thing, they said, you know what? They accuse us of what they've done. And when you look at what happened with Russia, this really was all about what they were trying to do to Donald Trump and then create so they wouldn't get caught. So, again, they're accusing us of what they have been doing.
And they're peeling that onion layer every day. There's something else underneath this thing.
So listen to Michelle Obama last night. Listen closely to what she says here. Let's unpack.
Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head. He cannot meet this moment. He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us.
Who's us? Which us?
First of all, let's be honest. Do you think there's ever in Michelle Obama's sphere where she would say Donald Trump's met the moment? She's never going to say anything. And there's nothing he could do that would gain her favor.
He could cure cancer.
My point is, in over his head, he's had time to prove. Now, let's just, in a factual basis, get 50 accountants in a room, 50, economists, get some scholars in a room, and let's go look at everything that Donald Trump promised that he would do and what he's done. Let's look at the economy. Let's look at the military. Let's look at the VA. Let's look at, go right down the list. What he promised compared to what he did. Now, do the same for Barack Obama, a community organizer. The guy had never run or done anything. He was a community organizer.
One-term senator.
The guy couldn't run the cash box in a popcorn stand. All right? And it was very evident his entire time in office. All he did was sort of, in a cocky way, mouth off. He didn't do anything.
He's a great actor is what he was.
The whole race debate started under Barack Obama.
Yep.
Ferguson.
All of it.
Missouri was Barack Obama.
And he could have stopped that night.
Shooting police officers in Dallas was Barack Obama. Racial relations. Do you remember when he said, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin? Oh, that's a helpful comment.
Yeah.
That's, you're really trying to
calm
things down
there. Yeah,
aren't you?
Right.
So here's, in order to not go stark raving mad, folks, you need to realize they don't even believe what they say. This is just, it's for the sheeple. And if I played you a compilation of the entire night, and I'm not going to do that to you because I know you'd probably want a root canal just to get away from it all. Somebody put me under. Literally, get the root out. Now, here's what you need to know. I've never felt more confident about the re-election of Donald Trump than I did last night listening to that. Because you know what? None of it was about what they could do. None of it was about the inspiration they were going to provide to bring America back. They just have Trump derangement syndrome.
It was fear and loathing.
Like most of the
whole thing.
Like most of the country.
Yep. It was all about fear and hatred of the president.
And you know what, folks? Study political history. Go back and look at elections. Look at the message from the winning candidate. You don't win with them bad, me good. You don't win that way. So be confident when they are unable to talk about what they'll do. In fact, the messages are so mixed, it was unbelievable. John Kasich is up there, former governor of Ohio, never Trumper. What would you call John Kasich?
Traitor? I don't know.
Oh, I don't even know. He's just
mush.
He's sour.
He's just mush.
He's sour. He didn't win.
He's in the wind,
right?
Wherever
so
it blows.
He's up there saying Joe Biden, he's not going to be as liberal as he tells you. He's going to be okay. He's not going to be that bad. He'll be fine. And then Bernie Sanders, what's he say? He's going to be more liberal than he's able to tell you. Who do you think's going to win out of this crowd? Yeah, but my point is
exactly.
All over the map. Now, that's everything I have to say about last night. I don't want to say much more. I'd love to know what you have to say. So call those numbers, 800-228-0550. Henry in Fargo, you're first to go.
Hey, thanks, God. I'd love to talk about all that stuff, but what I had in my mind was the teachers. You know, I just want to change your paradigm a little bit.
Now, what teachers are you talking about, Henry? What teachers are you talking about?
The school teachers in general don't want to go back to work.
Well, I don't think that's the case everywhere. I think that there's some. We talked earlier with the Central Cass superintendent, and he said a couple of teachers had some concerns, and I think he said 60 out of 1,000 students were staying home to do distance learning. So I don't know that it's all, but I think it's fair to say, maybe this is where you're going, they have been creating most of the pushback against getting kids back in school. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the unions. You look out in California, you look in there. We all know it's politically, but think about it. They were able to go to the clinics, the hospitals, because first responders were working, everybody was working. They're able to go to the grocery store, any place else that was open, but yet they can't go and do their job. Everybody else is doing their job. Their job is the lowest risk of people, and that's students that aren't usually carriers.
Yeah, I think I can see a little bit of a difference in that. Going to the grocery store, going, you know, to pick something up, you're not in the same room with, you know, a number of kids for a long period of time. On the other hand, you know, those kids, I hear what you're saying, Henry. Let's finish this conversation on the other side of the break. I hear what you're saying, no doubt about it. I wish teachers would be for kids' education.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
One of my favorites right there. One of my favorites right there, and I had to play that as a little tribute to my sister-in-law, who passed away yesterday. A teacher, I might add, and a very good teacher from a family of teachers who just loved those kids, made sure every fiber of her being was about those kids getting a good education no matter what special needs they had, so... Anyway, been a tough couple of years for Carrie Coastal, my sister-in-law. She died yesterday on her 61st birthday.
Oh, man. Sorry, yeah. Brother.
So, right by the lake she loved and a lot of loving family surrounding and way too early in that nasty cancer.
Oh.
There's one you just... Maybe if we spend as much time on cancer as we do COVID, we might... be somewhere.
Good point.
One really smart scientist friend of mine told me not long ago, we would have a cure for cancer but for the FDA. Government regulation is the reason we just squash innovation when it comes to bioscience. Pretty sad. But anyway, I know so many families have been touched by cancer. It's just, I get angry at it is what I do, and that doesn't help you and it doesn't do any good, but... Anyway, I just wanted to pass it along today. And certainly to Paul Coastal, longtime employee of the Department of Human Services in North Dakota, and her daughters, Liz and Laura, Liz Mackwick and Laura Vaughn. Thoughts and prayers would be appreciated from all of this fine audience.
You got it.
In these challenging times.
Or best to Marie, too.
Yeah. My Maria, her only sister.
Yeah.
No fun at all. But.
Cancer sucks.
It does.
Ugh.
Now, the good news is I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Just listen to the words of that song. Just think about that. Why this, you know. And one of my favorite Bible verses is, I'm going to mess it up, but it's some version of this. I will not allow pain without something new to be born. I will not allow pain without something new to be born. So I try really hard when I lose a loved one or some, you know, friend or acquaintance or hear about somebody passing away and say, okay, we'll just look around. Where's the new that was born? Does somebody now have a faith walk because they're thinking about what happens when they die and draw that last breath and realize that it isn't theirs to decide? And therefore, hey, I'm gonna try this prayer thing. I'm gonna find a church to be part of. I'm gonna you know, whatever it is. I think that, you know, those are the good that come from bad. So anyway, appreciate your thoughts. Henry in Fargo is talking about the teachers. I think most teachers look at a classroom full of kids and realize that's my precious cargo. My job is that they leave here every day with a little more knowledge, with a little more of a ability to maneuver the world that they face going forward. In anything, and I think teachers' unions are the absolute worst. I mean, I've always been pro-worker, anti-union, for the most part. I mean, it just because it's never about the actual charge. It's about what do we get? How can we get more of our share? So maybe that's what you're talking about, Henry, is just the teachers' union rather than the teachers themselves that are going to say, hey, but if I'm a health compromised, for instance, my sister-in-law, she's retired, but if she'd still been in the classroom of battling cancer, she can't be there because if she gets one bug, not just COVID, a flu, anything, you know, so I do understand that. I don't understand the entrenchment of not getting in the room and trying to figure out a solution. Does that make sense, Henry? I don't know if that's what you were trying to get at.
Well, first off, my condolences, and it's tough to follow this conversation after what you just said, but you're right. It's not a hit on the teachers. Everybody else is back to work. the teachers union is exactly what we're talking about, where they're in these big states. The one over is all political. Everybody else has to go back to work and wants to go back to work. But, and they're more exposed to the, these are the least susceptible group that they're working with. Even if it's 8 hours, I work 8 hours, everybody else works 8 hours. So this is just political teachers union, trying to mess with Trump. Like they said, let's vote place to go vote at if the schools aren't open. Come on, people. They went to the first responders. They go to the grocery store, all these people. And if they do have underlying conditions, like you said with your sister-in-law, they should not be going back to work anyways, no matter where they work. But anyways, my condolences on that heartfelt sympathy for you and your family.
Thank you, Henry. I appreciate it. I also don't understand why the COVID focus of, first of all, I won't name names, but I'll tell you, a very smart doctor in the state of North Dakota, in leadership, said to me early on in this COVID crisis, here's the sad reality. If someone is health compromised, for instance, in a nursing home, a flu, a fall, anything, they're at a stage where they're there to die, and anything they get can bring their death. That's just a sad reality. So COVID is just one more thing to do that. It isn't any sort of super duper threat to this. Just one more. You always have to protect them. So those that have to be protected, protect them. Stay home. I don't know why from the beginning we haven't said anybody that should be in that bubble, be in that bubble. Shelter in place. Stay at home. Have groceries delivered. Whatever. Anyway, what's on your mind? Could be anything. Open phone time for the whole hour here for you to sound off. Dean and Bismarck, go ahead.
Hey there. That song that you just played, my brother passed away about a year ago, and his daughter acted that song out. I could only imagine. It has got a lot of meaning to it. But anyway, another thing why I called you on Facebook, to shut this lady had on there that her mail-in ballot, and on the back of it, it's got a D or an R on a bunch of numbers. So her husband is a Democrat. It had a D on. She has a Republican. It has an R on. So all you got to do is look at that and they see if it's an R. Well, you know what to do with them. Put them in the garbage.
You think it goes in a dumpster somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic what they're doing now about the post office? I mean, Nancy Pelosi calling the House back in to deal with the post. They want to create chaos. That's what they're trying to do. They've never cared about the post office ever, for crying out loud, including funding, which it evidently needs. Now they got somebody in there that's innovating, and all of a sudden it's create a crisis. Steve, you're next.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders were among those to speak at night one of a virtual Democratic National Convention. Obama headlining last night's session and saying that President Trump is the wrong president for the country and can't do the job.
It is what it is.
And former candidate himself, Sanders, saying of the Democratic nominee,
together we must build a nation that is more equitable, more compassionate, and more inclusive. I know that Joe Biden will begin that fight on day one.
At the same time as he campaigned in Wisconsin and Minnesota, President Trump said Biden would abolish the American way of life if he won the White House.
They're going to take away your guns, and as sure as you're standing here today, if they win, and that's what's going to happen.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election. If we have any hope of ending this chaos, we have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Fear, capital F-E-A-R, fear. Sell the fear. I'm sorry. We played that before I saw this text. Please, stop sign. Please, stop sign. Please, stop sign. No more Obama.
All right. Sorry. I'm with you, buddy. I'm still with you.
Really sorry about that.
And the amigos, too?
You need to hear about it.
Michelle Obama.
You need to hear about it. You need to hear. Can you find Andrew Cuomo calling coronavirus beautiful? Can you see if you can find that for me, Kev?
I can try.
Yeah, Todd off today, by the way. It's Kevin Flynn, Daniel answering the phones. Our man Chris Larson on the producer chair today at the producer desk today and every day. And our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell. Down in Mankato yesterday with the president, who made a surprise stop in Minneapolis to talk with some of the business owners whose businesses had been turned to rubble, and now, do you know what? They won't give them permits to rebuild. It's you can't believe what's happening there. President said, we're going to help. Anyway, then he goes to Mankato. He had a whirlwind yesterday. Oshkosh, Wisconsin as well. Mike Lindell is there. That's why we love Mike Lindell. Not only a great product, the MyPillow blankets, the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, but a patriot, a man unafraid to stand right there. This, if for no other reason than that, you should sleep on a mattress topper from MyPillow. To say, not only is this the most dang comfortable thing I've ever slept in, I bought it from a patriot. I bought it from a guy that's helping Donald Trump get reelected.
Well, we bought the towels. They're fabulous.
They are.
They are really nice.
They are big, too.
Yep.
Beach blankets and
perfect.
Beach towels. And anything you buy, if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener tab, you'll find great savings if you use the promo code Scott. And the mattress topper is 30% off now. They throw in two standard MyPillows, 800-506-9028. Better give a countdown, and then I'll do the number one more time so people can write it down.
In 3, 2, 1.
800-506-9028, promo code Scott. Call me. Countdown, please.
3, 2, 1.
At 800-228-0550. You can also call 701. It's a local number now. 271-1100. Or 701-258-0550. 258-0550. 271-1100. Stephen Fargo, you're next.
Yes, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Can we talk about COVID?
Anything you want. Anything you want. Lay it on me.
Okay. I want to talk about UND, but first I'm going to give you a little context. I'm 73 years old, and about the 20th of August, or excuse me, 20th of July, I came down with COVID. I was sick for 3 weeks. At one point, I had lost 26 pounds. A week ago Monday, the doctor cleared me from quarantine and contagion and everything, and I'm still weaker than I was, and it's going to take some time to get my energy back up, but I lived through it. COVID is not a death sentence. Now, at UND, they're canceling practices. They're putting everything away because 29 healthy, very healthy young people have COVID. Nobody has reported how many of those people have died. Answer is none. How many of them are hospitalized? I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty certain none. How many of them have no symptoms whatsoever? Nobody is reporting this. COVID is bad, but yes, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, what should happen there, Steve? Those athletes you're talking about at UND were part of a weekend story that brought some attention because obviously it was a large number, and you're right, it caused this reaction. Maybe just send them home to quarantine and continue to go on with it, right?
Yep, that's what should happen. That's probably what did happen. But the reporting should be, okay, we had 29 people who have COVID. 18 of them weren't even sick. Yeah, you know, that's the kind of report we should get.
Yeah, exactly.
We get a positive report, you know, you test positive for COVID, and the first thing people think, oh, they're dying.
But see,
not how it works.
fear is a great weapon. We just talked about the fear that is coming from Michelle Obama, talking about vote like your life depends on it. You're going to die if Donald Trump gets elected. You need to get Joe Biden. You vote like, you know, what is that? That's fear. That's scaring the living daylights out of you. That's fear. Well, same thing with what you're talking about all through COVID. You know, acting as if it's the plague of all plagues and not explaining the death rate as an example, you know?
The death rate is not, let's face it, it's a serious disease, and people can die of it, and people have died of it. But it is not, there are things that have been worse. There are things, I think I heard some numbers about for college-age kids, the chances of them dying of COVID are less than the chances of them getting struck by lightning.
Yeah, it's crazy. And again, the death rate itself, 70 and under, is 0.04%. So the flu is twice as deadly if you're 70 and under, once you get it. So in other words, you've proven that. You're 73 and went through a, not a fun time, but you it's not a death sentence. You lived through it. Wow. Did you do the one that Kevin could say and I can't?
Hydroxychloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine. No, I did not. I went to the doctor and they tested me and said, "Yeah, you've got it. Here's some super strength Tylenol. Go home and rest up. If anything changes, call us." And that's what happened.
Well, glad you told that story, Steve. Thank you so much. And a good reminder for everybody. On COVID, number one. But number two, the number one thing that will be deployed between now and Election Day, fear. That's what they're going to do. Appreciate the call. Steve, thanks a bunch. Love our listeners. Great, great life experiences they share right here on the radio with us. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Greg and Mandan next. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hi, Greg. You're on. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I just curious. I read an article in the paper the other day where we're trying to keep our elderly safe that are in the nursing homes, but yet now we're going to start putting positive cases of COVID, people that are still positive, in these nursing homes for rehab. I'm not quite sure I'd understand that.
Where did you hear that?
It was in the Bismarck Tribune.
Yeah, interesting.
2 days ago, Friday.
Right. You're saying COVID, You're saying COVID patients put into a nursing home bed for rehab.
From Sanford.
I don't know. I'm right now making a note because
coming
we'll
out
check
of the hospital.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
Coming out of the hospital and going into the nursing home.
Interesting. And that was what was not such a wise move in New York City, if you may remember. Right?
Well, that's the question I brought up, but it doesn't seem, you know, it doesn't seem like they think it's a big deal.
Yeah, don't know the answer to that, but we'll do a little checking, Greg. Thanks for
even if everything's quarantined off, you're still, I guess these people, if they're still testing positive, I don't know. Can they still transmit it? Can they, you know? Can you still get it from them? What? I don't know.
Have you seen the Bismarck Tribune's little summary that they do on the numbers, where they take the information and talk about, you know, how many are in the hospital, how many are out, how many are? Have you ever? They do a little. It's not prominently displayed, but it's usually attached to the, like a back page or something with the COVID story of the day.
It said there was only 59 hospitalized the day I read this article, and there was only 59 hospitalized throughout the state, but yet they were having to bring them into the nursing home because the hospitals were too full. And then in the newspaper, the hospital said, "Oh, we're not too full. We got plenty of room, you know."
All right. Well, I'm going to find an article, check it out. We'll get some answers. We'll ask the Department of Health to come on. We've been working on scheduling an interview with Dr. Stahl related to the Mask Up ND campaign and the push for masks. I still am in search of something that says, look at here. Here's this study with, 1,000 participants and with the COVID without. In fact, I saw something this weekend. And it was from a medical source, but it talked about a group of people that worked in the, like, a critical care operating room, and they did a study on infections with or without masks, and it was better without the masks, believe it or not. Now, I just want somebody to say, here it is. Here's, you know, it's sort of like when you're thinking about buying a car, and you can go find all these rankings, and it says, you know, this is good, this is bad, this is good, this is bad. I just want one like that on a mask. You know, show me. And there's this euphoria about how helpful they are, but nobody ever says where they get that information. I just want to know. That isn't too crazy, I hope. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. What I was going to say is that I finished with him on that thing I brought up related to the summary that Bismarck Tribune does. It's really good. It's not any spin. It's just facts. It just tells you, it's something that ought to be on the front page of every paper. It's good stuff. John at Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I wanted to comment on a 73-year-old that had the COVID.
Yeah.
Just think about what would have happened if he would have got hydroxychloroquine when he first got diagnosed. He probably wouldn't have had 3 weeks of suffering. You know, this is just ridiculous that this thing has gotten so political that we can't give patients medicine that they need.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't sound like he asked for it, but maybe if he had, then a doctor would say, oh, you know, here we go. But he said he just took the Tylenol, super Tylenol, and went home for 3 weeks. But you make a good point.
The doctor didn't even offer it.
Yeah, I don't think so anyway. But, yeah, no, it's a good point. Again, that's the fear factor the other way. Lesson Wishart next.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull with 16 ounces, 3 for $7.50. Jack Lynch, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good-paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
But woods and water, drop a deer from a stand, catch a fish with a bobber, drink a beer.
Let's talk lunch today at PetroServe USA. Grab and go home cooking. That's what they do at PetroServe USA. They whip up the home cooking like meatball dinner today at Harwood. Ho, ho, ho. I don't care if you are in Bowman. I would try and find a way to get to Harwood today just for meatball dinner. I would. Is that good? I-29, just north of Fargo. 12th Avenue North, Fargo location off I-29. Taco Skillet today. The hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie. If you stop by Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, PetroServe USA. Salisbury Steak at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location. And remember, every single location, grab and go, great food, home cooking, you're going to love it. 4 for $4 special, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Get on in there. All right, Les and Wishick, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott.
Hi there.
Quit making me hungry, will you?
That's my job. That's my job.
There was something that Representative Armstrong said yesterday that kind of intrigued me. And I'm going to say this not because I'm upset with his work for us. I think he's doing a great job. But the one thing he said yesterday was, when we're talking about the national election, you know, he reminded the caller that there's actually 50 elections. Each state holds their own election. So my question is, as a state then, could we do a petition for term limits for our state?
Yeah, you could you do? I don't know that you could do that, though, on the federal candidates. I think you could do that for statewide candidates, but I don't think you could do it for the federal candidates.
Okay, then how we as citizens of the United States, how do we get it on the national election? You know, some way we have to have term limits.
You know,
you know as well as I do, the congressmen are never going to pass that alone. But how do you get a petition on a national election?
You know, this goes way back to Newt Gingrich and the Contract for America in 1994. Remember that? They had passed that, and that's the only thing on the Contract for America they didn't end up doing that they promised, because they didn't have the votes. They couldn't get it done. I'm going to be a contrarian here for you, Les, for a second. I have learned enough about Washington, D.C. over the years of following politicians that I believe the bigger danger isn't necessarily the person we elect and send there who becomes entrenched. It is their staff. And so if you, in fact, say, hey, we're going to have term limits, you're going to swap out the members, but guess who's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger? The staff, i.e. the swamp. I mean, they are so bad. In fact, how can I say this while being politically correct? I'm not too good at that. I would encourage you, if you ever get the chance to go to Washington, D.C., and sit in the gallery, especially in the Senate. And I'm going to say that, you know, I felt like when I was in high school, once in a while, my mom would send me to Camden, Minnesota to care for my grandparents. And, you know, just be there, take them to the store, you know, kind of whatever, because they were getting up there. My grandpa still liked to drive. Sitting in the gallery of the United States Senate, I felt like one-third of the people I'm looking down on were my grandparents that needed somebody to take care of them. I'm not kidding you. They stay way too long because their egos are huge, but guess what? They don't have to do anything because their staff decides what they're going to vote, how they're going to vote, when they're going to vote, what they're going to support, what they're not going to support. It's really bad. So I agree with the sentiment, and this is why Trump, I think, went to drain the swamp, meaning all the apparatus around them. We got to do that right alongside, you know, limiting the term of the members of Congress. And really, again,
get rid of the leftovers from the last administration.
Well, yeah, everybody. I mean, just swamp, just people that are there to do no good. I mean, the founding fathers came up with a pretty good system. House members can be tossed out every 2 years. What I don't think they envisioned was the way they, you know, maneuver districts. So basically, you'd have to murder somebody to get defeated in many of those districts. So that's not what the founding fathers envisioned. Staff being as big as they are, having as much control, isn't what the founding fathers envisioned. So I think we have more work to do on that front. It's not as easy as, you know, the elected member going. But I appreciate your passion, because it's not easy. It's a challenge. We just got to fight like the Dickens to clean that swamp.
Les,
appreciate your call. Right. Yeah, I'm jealous of how close you are to some great sausage. I got to drive for it. Les lives among it. So, you know, we love Wishart. Good to talk to you. Mike in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, I noticed a couple calls ago a person was talking about hydroxychloroquine. And I don't know how much you've talked about it, but it was interesting what Rush mentioned about how the Minnesota governor quietly rescinded the ban so that the physicians can now prescribe hydroxychloroquine. But nowhere in the Minnesota newspapers has it even been reported yet. How interesting, right?
How interesting is right. Wow.
But so I guess my article from last week
just kind of confirms, maybe you saw it in the forum, it's all about Trump.
It is all about Trump. You're absolutely right. There's no, there's a post office, what's prescribed for COVID, all of it. No doubt about it, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More of your calls next hour. Plus, we're going to check in on Medora. Joe Wiegand will be here. Justin Fisk, too. So stay tuned for that and more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.